ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are going to abolish hate today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know what it is? I saw this. It was like, I don't know if it was on Reddit or where it was, but it was like this list of things that get hate that don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm. I can give you one right now.
Go.
Taylor Swift. And you know I'm right. She gets so much hate for what? Writing songs?
Okay, but let me just say this. She also gets a disproportionate amount of love. So
it's not disproportionate.
I think the love versus hate on Tay-Tay. I'm a fan of Taylor. The love is so much stronger than
you
the hate.
Clearly didn't survive the Reputation years. It was brutal to be a Taylor Swift fan back then.
No, it wasn't. That's
Are
when
you?
I was a huge. I went to the. I like.
Okay, you were, but everyone, all they wanted to do was talk.
Not, mm-hmm. She sold out stadiums, Erica.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she
didn't play
did.
Any of her songs
she,
on the radio during that.
That's what I'm saying. Like. Are you ready for it? That we played that. We played.
I don't think that was a big hit.
What You Made Me Do.
I don't think that was a big hit.
I think
she
Delicate
wasn't was the big hit from.
But then she played Mile High.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. I was at the show.
You're right. She probably did. Those tickets were so easy to get, though. I think I went for $90.
And Reputation.
I didn't fight anyone. I didn't sit in a line. I didn't cry.
That doesn't mean she wasn't popular.
Well, she wasn't.
Well, I think that's also different timing with the ticketing companies. Yeah.
So easy.
Was that COVID time? No, just
no,
before.
Right before, yeah.
Yeah
anyway.
She, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't. I,
it's like
I
cool
understand
to
what you're
hate
saying.
Her and it's not cool.
But
to
if
hate
we're okay, if we're doing musical
sure,
things,
sure.
I will say this: a real answer in the musical vein is Nickelback. I'm sorry, you may not want to hear this. Nickelback kicks a cheetah's ass,
they
and you can
awesome.
You can be like, oh my god, they're so terrible. Oh really? When Rockstar starts, try not singing the words. Oh, try it.
They have better songs than Rockstar for sure.
Oh, Rockstar's so good though. How You Remind Me is like the first one. Like, this is a Photograph is bad.
Photograph.
It's not that
no,
good.
Burn
Look at this
Burn
Photograph.
It to the Ground. That's my favorite.
I don't
yeah,
know.
But it's
that
not
one.
That's not a hit. That's not one everybody knows.
It doesn't matter. It's Nickelback.
Yeah. Similar to Taylor Swift. It was cool to dislike them.
Or Animals.
And it's not.
It's the other thing, like you're disliking them, but then secretly you go in your room and you're just like, look at this phone. You're, like, you're so good.
Can only dislike someone who you've listened to.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
The Winger was the Nickelback of like the generations before. Metallica like
okay.
hated Winger because they were so pretty and they could actually play their instruments.
Oh. I see some hate is still withheld.
No, I love Winger. I love them. I think they're one of the greatest bands ever, but they just were at the end when like Nirvana just killed everybody. It's like, you have to tune your guitar and you're just going to be like, and like,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
No.
Can we pick one that's not music? What gets hate that doesn't deserve it?
Yeah, this one is kind of similar. The younger generations. We always say.
No, you deserve it.
No, because guess what? In 15 years, you're going to ask how to switch a PDF to a different document. You're not going to know how. Who do you come to?
AI.
The younger generation. Hmm. And who's creating AI? The younger generation.
That's actually
why. Because
we're
sick answering your questions.
Yeah. For real.
Okay.
Yeah, there's so much hate for Gen Z right now, and it's like, what are they really doing?
Mm-hmm.
They're
yeah.
standing up for themselves. I love that.
Well, they're a little annoying.
There it is. Look how long that took. All right, so here's the deal. We're giving you the radio station. If there's something that you feel gets way too much hate, we want to know what it is, especially if it's not deserved.
I have one that's not music.
Okay.
Bees.
What's wrong with bees?
They deserve the
they
hate.
They sting you.
Oh my god!
Hurts.
Have you seen the bee movie? You need
you
to
like
love the
jazz.
Bees.
Hi, bee movie is animated.
And
no, but
he falls in love with a human.
That's a little.
You guys,
weird.
The point of the bee movie is if we keep hating on the bees, we're dead. We're dead.
Yeah.
Clearly,
no pollination.
I haven't seen the bee movie. Then.
No pollination means no plants, which means even if I only eat meat. What do you think your meat eats?
Right.
Plants.
The sign of a healthy garden, lots of bees present. Bees don't bother you. A lot of times, everyone freaks
sure
out and goes, oh, a bee, and runs around.
Yes.
That will freak them out.
Yes.
That will make them sting you.
Correct.
If you just
bees have a bad rap.
Yeah, bees are chill. If you're chill with them. You
I don't
want to
be
tone.
Chill with them. They're going to sting me. I got stung when
they
I didn't even run away.
They will not sting you unless you're a J-hole.
No.
Say no again.
I got stung just sitting there enjoying a nacho once.
That wasn't a bee.
Yeah, it was.
That was a wasp.
Probably a wasp.
It was a wasp.
Wasp bees, deserves the hate. Bees are chill.
Wasps know they can do it and do live to fight another day. And bees do not want to do it. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because bees die if they sting you.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Do you know?
A bee leaf.
Oh, I love that.
Another one. Puns. They don't deserve hate.
They do. Puns are bad. I'm not a big pun guy.
They're, I think you should let it go.
Tiak and I've learned to appreciate him personally. Okay. When there's a punny person, a new punny person walking in, I wouldn't allow them to grow on me the way I allowed Tiak to grow on me. If somebody came up and was just like, that's a, and I hit him with the like Stranger Things naily bat. Just like, okay. And they'd make that sound.
I think puns are good.
The other one I'd like to say, and I know Aaron will agree with me, this person gets a lot of hate, and I don't think they deserve it. Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
People are like, he's got Jimmy Show, Triple D, Triple G. He's got his like major cook-off thing. Mm. He's on the TV so much. He's awesome.
He's an excellent brander.
He's amazing. He wears the stupid shirts, but I don't care.
The stupid shirts.
His hair's a little too frosted. I don't care.
He says everything's gangster.
I don't care. In Flavortown, it's all dumb,
everything,
but he's great.
Everything is gangster in Flavortown.
I don't really use that terminology.
All right.
It's a little cringy, but embrace
Guy
the
cringe. Fieri is amazing. Also, his name's Guy Fieri, I think.
Yeah.
Fieri?
It really is. Yeah. Just change it to Guy Fieri for his... Listen, your name's not Erica, so relax.
Yes, it is.
All right. What gets more hate than it deserves?
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about what gets more hate than it deserves.
Right.
The top of the list right now is Nickelback. I think that's the one we all agreed on.
Yeah, we got another couple texts saying, oh yeah,
Nickelback. Like, we just had to... like go to the concert to hand something out and then leave. And like, I walked into Fiddler's Green, I remember, and they came out and the bass player had like this mirror guitar or whatever. And then Chad Kroeger comes out on stage and goes, we're going to kick a hole in the sky. And I was like, who's like, he's my messiah. Like, that's the cheesiest thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
But it's so awesome.
It would make and me then, not want to be
no,
there.
It was, because then you know what they did? They rocked out. And I looked up and I was like, there's a hole in the sky.
We did it.
Right. Erica, you were saying there's a text that you'd like to share with the group.
I would. Selfishly, I would like to share this text.
Okay.
What's the topic again?
What gets more hate than it deserves?
Oh my gosh, you guys, there's two of them. One says, my first answer for this was Erica.
Oh, no, she gets the proper amount.
The next text, though, says, people should stop hating on Erica. She's clearly very nice, honest, and funny. And we all have our annoying traits, so like absolutely being like, stop hating on her. She's
also
annoying.
Yeah, right. But that's somebody who gets it.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, we all know she is annoying, but
that's pretty good.
That is so well worded. Let's see, Katie.
Hi.
What gets hate and it doesn't deserve it?
Pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
All you people, are you
I
one of?
I hated it before. No, I hated it before.
Because you hate it because you didn't try it.
Pizza, like a food truck pizza in Denver, and he makes a delicious pineapple pizza.
Who does this?
It's called Mr. Pizza.
Mr. Pizza.
I've had that title for years now.
It's
he'll be talking to my lawyers.
Listen, it's so good. Especially if you like, it's got to be with like Canadian bacon or ham. You need something super salty.
Yeah.
And if you're not a rookie, then you put a little bit of like hot sauce or something. Mm. Like Mike's Hot Honey. Yeah. Oh, sets it. Oh.
My problem's probably the ham.
No. You want that
so I'm
salt.
Like, it's fine. It's not for me. But...
aren't you doctoring the pizza too much to make it so good?
Do you put honey on pizza ever?
Yeah, I both does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But why do you hate it? Like, people who go, fruit doesn't belong on pizza. It's like, well, there's tomato sauce and tomatoes fruit. So, sorry, you lose. Thank you, Katie. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I think most of the room does. Do you eat it? You don't.
No.
Because it's a fruit.
No, it's competing wangs. I really like pineapple juice. I just don't. I feel like
that you do. Eating wangs.
Yeah.
Have you ever? No, never mind. Have you ever had arugula on a pizza?
Oh yeah,
I love it.
Ooh, ooh. That little peppery bite.
Hello, with prosciutto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and maybe burrata.
No.
Yeah.
You know what goes on the one?
What?
It's at.
No.
It's a little too. It's creamy adjacent. It's on its way to being a little too creamy.
Okay.
But you know what else is good on that particular piece of prosciutto and the arugula? Asparagus. Swear, sets it. Huh. Little tiny chopped up asparagus on it.
I'm open-minded.
Hear me out.
Yep.
Pepperoni? Anyone? Anyone?
Oh, my God.
Kevin.
Yay.
Is everyone landing the space shuttle today? Yeah. What is going on? What gets too much hate?
I think chain restaurants get a lot of hate. I'm talking about, like, Olive Garden, like Margaritaville, Red Robin, all of those things. Honestly, I love the food. I love the atmosphere. I know
Chili's
been there all the time, and they think it's old and not great.
Here's the thing, Kevin. I am a snob, and like when it comes to Chili's, I think Chili's sucks.
Okay,
I think everything tastes the same. Although Chili's makes a soup that they have a chicken enchilada soup. That's one of the best things. Like, I'll just go there just to eat that. But almost anything else, oh, here's a burger. Tastes like, well, here's a wing. They all taste like cumin. Everything tastes like cumin. But having said that.
At Chili's?
Yes. Oh, my God. Chili's
have
should
you ever
be called
had the chicken
cumin.
Crispers?
Cumino. It's, no, it's terrible. I like Chili's, but here's the thing.
I like it.
They got to be, if it's a chain, it has to be good enough that people want it everywhere. Like, to talk smack. It's stupid. It's like, McDonald's hamburgers are trash. Whilst I agree, they're also not delicious. They're also amazing.
And cheap.
Yeah, and cheap as hell. All
right. It is very not expensive. And, you know, I agree that maybe they had their heyday, you know, maybe in the early 2000s and stuff. But, yes. Hey, I still love them.
We can bring them back to their heyday, Kevin, you and me.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, as long as we don't. What? You don't believe? We can bring them back.
You don't eat vegetables, man.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It's time once again for us to sing and you to sing along. News or no?
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
Our only real hope.
Just imagine turning on the radio right before that.
Or yeah.
And you just hear Slacker screaming for his life.
Yes, 4700 South Syracuse. That's where you send paramedics.
No, every now and then.
SWAT us. That's what we're looking for here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Didn't have to fight for it.
I will let you know I'm biting my tongue.
Because you guys
really want to go?
You really want to go.
I don't think.
Can I explain something behind the scenes real quick? A lot of shows, or I would assume like Entertainment Tonight, they go, this is your story. You say this one. Like Nine News is like Corey Rose, you do this story. Kyle Clark, you do the next one, whatever. It's like they know. We don't, not only do we not know who's going to say what, you guys all just pull stories and you're hoping each other doesn't have the same story.
Right. This used to really frighten me when I first started.
There's just this battle that goes on in here. And I don't think the listeners understand how much hatred there is just during this segment.
And no, T-Hack's never really competing for the same stories as Aaron and I.
Because you guys are like, you got your finger on the pulse of stuff. So I always know whatever they're going to say is way more important than whatever I'm going to say. So I just let you go.
Because yours is covers.
Mine's more like cut for time, kind of.
Oh,
like,
you know. Yeah. You're the guest who never makes it on Kimmel kind of thing. Okay. Anyway.
Given that. So Michael B. Jordan just recently opened up about how when he was young, he almost changed his name because he was teased over the other Michael Jordan. And I'd like to know, okay, how old is he?
He's so pretty.
What year did Michael Jordan become like Michael Jordan?
He was a rookie in 84 and his till like 98.
The parents definitely named him after Michael Jordan.
Cause, because he was born in 87. So he was like a household name by then.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. The Jordan 3s.
Really 87?
Jordan 3s had come out. He probably was just about winning the dunk contest for the first time.
Interesting.
But he was already famous at UNC, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 3 years at UNC.
So he was already
Googling any of this.
No, that was
dude.
That's crazy.
It's wild, his encyclopedia like knowledge of number 23, but not always number 23.
Yeah.
What?
Sometimes he wore 45. That was his older brother's number. He was 23 because it was half of that. 9 because in the Olympics, because 4 + 5 is 9.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But they definitely, he was a name when they named him Michael Jordan, Michael B. Jordan.
So also, Michael B. Jordan was named after his father, Michael A. Jordan.
No.
Oh,
they didn't do that. They did not do that. So Michael A. Jordan definitely was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan was Michael Jordan.
But wouldn't sure, you yeah. think, oh, we want to name our child after his dad, except that that's a very famous basketball player.
Yeah, maybe, but was he very famous?
He had not attained GOAT status yet. Right. He was like, oh, this is a just like fun, a promising player. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He had a deal with Nike already.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
since 84.
But Nike wasn't anything yet.
No, they were almost out of business. Don't make me do this. They almost went
Don't
out of business.
Don't make you do this? No, this yeah. is like your best day ever
Man,
right
he
now.
He was like the hippie company at back in the day. It was like the small startup that almost went out of business. And everyone signed with Adidas and Reebok and Converse. But he went with Nike.
And was the bottom of a Nike shoe really from a waffle iron at first?
It was, yeah. At the University of Oregon.
I have no problem.
See, I got to go first.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Okay.
All right. Good evening.
Good evening.
2026, the year of Harry Styles.
Oh, I've been hearing this.
I know.
I've been hearing this.
I'm going to lose it. There's rumors that he's coming back with a new album.
I know that women listen and they probably want
to
hear
this. He's going to tour this summer.
Did you hear rumors? March? Did you hear the rumor of March? I heard the rumor of March.
Coming to Denver in March?
No just the album.
The album release in March?
Get with it, man.
Okay.
Yeah, album release in March. Hello, that's basically all of our birthdays.
Let me ask you this. I understand that from a female perspective, he's huge and whatever. But like, here's the thing.
That was inappropriate.
Like Taylor Swift plays stadiums.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When Zach Bryan got to play Mile High for two nights, would Harry Styles now be like his last tour was just Ball right?
Arena? Yeah,
can he make that jump on this tour?
I think he could be Mile High now.
It depends what kind of tour he's going to do because he's done the one where he kind of residences in cities.
So he just has a few nights. Okay,
yeah. So if he's going to go one nighters, he's probably got to do stadiums.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and you guys will be front and center.
Oh, for sure.
I will fight.
You like him that much?
I got to see him on the floor on Halloween in L.A.
Wow.
Okay. I was also a One Direction girl. Of course I like him that much.
Okay. Well, sorry. I saw the final United States One Direction show.
So. I'm happy for you.
I don't feel
Rest
like
in peace, wow. Liam Payne.
Good evening.
Was that all the information?
That was it, yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I think the least famous person of all time is in the news. I'm going to say a name, and I'm wondering if anyone will recognize it. But okay. I just say the name.
Slacker.
Colin Mochrie.
Yes, of course. I've literally bought a cameo
Stop.
For my mother.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on.
I like this.
Okay, one person. Is this the first time you've
Mochrie?
Heard those
Guess
syllables?
What? Being made
Colin
of
mockery. Mochrie.
Yep.
Here's the
You're
thing.
You're going to kick yourself.
He can't be famous. He can't be that famous because he's on Cameo.
I beg to differ.
Like only the BC.
Yeah. There's no A's.
You're not getting Michael Scott on Cameo. You're getting Kevin who spills chili on Cameo.
Wait, sure.
You mean, okay.
That's fair. Whatever his, I would say that's a fair assessment.
So he can't be that famous.
He's a high level B.
High? Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, if Eric, listen, me not knowing, great, you can have your B. Erica doesn't know.
Unless he's like a big serious TV show guy.
He's a guy who's in a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? He's that weird character. Like the guy who played Zed.
The name doesn't even scratch an inch of my brain.
Doesn't play.
What about Colin and Ryan?
You're still doing nothing.
Colin and Ryan? And
maybe Wayne.
Is he one of the dudes on Whose Line Is It?
Yes.
Oh.
Colin Mochrie. Ryan Stiles.
Ryan Stiles. Which one's Colin?
Colin's the short
the
glasses?
Bald guy. The bald guy.
Colin and Ryan are like the
no,
two.
Oh, I do know who he is.
I know who he is, but I would never know his name.
Nobody knows his name. You're not famous if people don't know your name.
Well, they say it every show. He plays him. He's himself. He doesn't play a character, but he was unfortunately hospitalized. He had to cancel a couple of shows. He has a
What the hell are you doing? What are you doing? You made us go through all that. By the way, he's dead. What are you doing?
Okay?
You are fired. No wonder you go third. You're the worst.
We don't know. He just has a detached retina, so he's just had to cancel a couple shows. Emergency surgery.
We are hiring a new producer.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Okay. I was going to apologize to Aaron, but I'm not going to. I brought in a lot.
I real quick, I never want anyone to feel like they have to. Truly, that has been one of my biggest things. I always feel so bad because it's not your problem. And I don't want you to feel
that
way.
I brought in a whole bunch of bread.
I was like, should we discuss what we're apologizing for? No one ever apologized to Aaron.
It's really strange. For the first time in my life, I can't believe I grew up Catholic and I don't know what this day is. How come I don't know what this, were my parents bad Catholics, bad parents? Like, this is King's Day?
I don't know. Three Kings Day?
It's King's Day, yeah. And I grew up Catholic too, and I had never heard of it until I started dating my wife.
I just Googled it.
Yeah.
First of all, Google tells me it's Three Kings Day, so yeah. Who knows what's happening.
Okay.
And also it says it's large, especially in Spain, Latin America, and parts of Europe, and mm-hmm. you guys didn't grow up in any of those, yeah. So.
But I grew up in Longmont.
And my wife is Puerto Rican, so that's they celebrate it more.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Well, sure. I mean, in Longmont, the very Hispanic community.
Okay.
I mean, all my friends were Hispanic. It's why my green chili is like legendary, because I learned how to cook the most authentic stuff in the world.
And you never heard about this?
I guess maybe we didn't hang out on, is it always this day?
Always the 6th.
January 6th. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's the thing. So our friend said Costco is selling their cakes that are normal. Their king, is it called King Cake or a ring? It's a ring. King's Day ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're normally like $30 and they're like $5. I don't know if there's any left, but get to Costco. They're like $5. She sent pictures and I'm like, yeah, I'll take some. You guys, you could throw this in the water and save a family of four.
Yeah.
It's huge. Even I'm like, that's a lot of bread.
So much. What's on top? Have you ever had this hack?
No, I have never had this.
But you're the guy who celebrates this holiday.
With my wife, but it's like one more present. You give one more present.
And you don't do anything else. You don't do a special dinner.
You don't do the cake?
I have never done the cake. I don't know if she did growing up at all, but it's when the kings or the wise men or whatever showed up to the manger. It's like the last day of Christmas, so it's one extra gift.
Well, here's where it starts to get really weird.
It's a tradition.
And not that it's not weird that I walked in with three giant rings of bread. Inside these boxes, you can see little figurines of the kings and one tiny little baby Jesus figurine. Really? And I think you're supposed to shove them
of the kings?
Yeah, there's more.
He's bringing over the giant.
Go ahead.
Oh, perfect.
Like, look inside. Oh my God,
this is heavy, guys. You got to work
it's
out.
It's 4 pounds of king
is
ring.
Is that licorice?
There's things on top. They almost look like gummy worms.
Bread or cake, often brioche, with citrus, cinnamon, anise, as I say it,
anise. That's like the licorice taste.
Yeah.
Gross.
Decorated with candied fruits in purple, green, and gold, hides a small figurine, baby Jesus, inside, symbolizing the king's search because they found Jesus on this day.
So I think the kings go on top.
And then Jesus goes inside.
This Jesus isn't so little, though.
It's pretty little. No, the Jesus is a real small
one. No, I see the little. You could stick it in the cake, but you're not going to, like, take a bite out of it.
So here's the thing. This is what's confusing to me. Isn't there a thing for Mardi Gras, like on Fat Tuesday?
There's a king cake.
If you bite into the baby. No, it's a baby cake.
It's
also called a king cake?
I've always heard it a king cake on Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras king cakes.
Yeah.
My favorite is, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Tiak. Please. Erica doing the Vanna White, just holding this giant bread next to her face.
But do you realize how much larger this is than my own head?
It's 4 pounds of king bread.
You got to work out to be able to carry this.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, what were you going
to
say?
I've always heard it called the baby cakes because there's a New Orleans baby cakes. They're a minor league baseball team because I used to work. In radio, you start off running boards for sporting events.
Okay.
And they were the baby cakes, yeah. And their logo is like a little baby in a cake, kind of like with a bat.
That feels really weird.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it is.
Let me ask the question about King's Day. I know, if you want to just text in and tell us anything
we're
missing.
There is kind of a correlation between the two.
Okay.
Three Kings Day is like the kicking off the carnival season, and then Mardi Gras ends the carnival season.
Oh, because then okay.
When does Lent start?
The day after Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday is the end of Mardi Gras, and then Ash Wednesday's... That Tuesday is the end of Mardi Gras. That's when you go crazy.
And then that leads us up to Easter.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days before Easter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think what happens here, I'm Googling again. If you find the baby Jesus in this piece, you are then responsible for hosting the next party.
Is that with this one?
That's with this one, not
the Mardi Gras one. Because I know there's something with the Mardi Gras one too.
I don't want to find the baby.
Yeah, in Mardi Gras, they have to provide the king cake for the next party.
Oh, just the king cake.
Yeah, so it's very similar.
I can do that.
All right.
This one's not getting opened.
What You guys, I brought everybody a king cake. Except
Aaron. This is way too much.
There's 12 pounds of bread in
there. This is too much.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Everybody's going to have to admit this if I have to admit it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have no problem.
We want to talk about your shallow breakups. I mean, if somebody cheated on you, that's not shallow.
No.
You got to leave them. If somebody, let me ask you this one. If they chew with their mouth.
I don't even think I noticed that.
You wouldn't notice that? You don't have the thing? What do you call that? There's a thing where you, it's like
you're
some sort of.
You're sensitive to sound?
Yes. It's called something phoria, whatever.
Mm. Where that it's like sound specifically?
Misophoria or something like misophonia, maybe?
Mesothelioma?
That's if you worked with asbestos. Call my friend the strong arm.
Oh my God.
No, it's like if because there's something where my son has it. If I chew gum with AirPods in, he can't be in the room.
Really?
Because apparently when I have AirPods in, the noise canceling makes me go like.
You're right.
Huh. I chew my gum harder. I just do. And neither of my kids can be around me when I eat cereal. Because apparently I go like.
Okay, well, I also wouldn't want to be around you all day.
But I don't realize I'm doing it.
So they've broken up with you.
They've broken up with me. Yes. But what we really want, I was asking is eating your peas weird or whatever, is that enough? Like if you were on a date, I actually had a friend who was on a date and she like individually went like, ook, and got peas. Like, ook.
And they broke up with her for that?
Uh-huh. It's like, I just can't be with somebody who
Correct.
Just can't.
That is shallow.
Or is it just fully, like, who has time to go out to dinner with somebody who's going to savor every damn pee?
Oh, sorry, she's enjoying her peas.
One pee at a time? My God.
I think it's weird to eat peas with a fork.
What are you eating them with?
A spoon.
No.
You just scoop them up.
We're breaking up.
I think it's weird to eat peas.
Yeah, I don't really eat peas.
You don't? No, but you would never, if there were peas on your plate, you wouldn't be like, can I get a smaller fork?
No,
I'm getting too many on my fork.
But
at
I would
once.
Eat them with a fork.
Toothpick,
right? Ooh. There it is. Oh my God! If somebody started like,
that's a good idea.
There was somebody. I don't know, there's a guy on Food Network who, no matter what he's eating,
chopsticks.
He gets the chopsticks out. That dude, I'd break up with him right now. Yeah, but you just don't. It's like, oh, baked potato. It's like you can't.
Well, that's nearly impossible.
No, but he does it. It's so bad, and he like whatever. Anyway, shallow breakups. This man. Is divorcing his wife because she keeps getting Botox.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I consider that shallow, if I'm being honest.
But you can't really tell. He's like, I love your face. Don't change it. And she's like,
Botox isn't doing that. Like it's not doing what people think it does. It's not filler.
If I'm being honest, the headline says Botox. But
you wonder
it
if
is, it's no, it says in the story, if you read farther,
puffiness.
She has puffiness and a frozen look from repeated Botox and fillers.
Yeah.
Okay. So fillers is where
quite
it's like
different.
Yeah. But is that shallow? Is that it's like,
yeah, because you should love her for what's on the inside.
She comes home looking like
saying.
A platypus.
He does.
But he doesn't.
No,
not enough.
This thing. Mm-mm.
He's doing duck lips.
Just big. No, I can't. Like Aaron started doing a flip. And
I still do lip flips.
But it
less filler.
It's not big.
Well, because I need to do it again. No. It ran out. I'm due for more.
I would tackle you and go, you got it. You got
to
cool it.
Oh, if it was getting to be too much.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not too much.
Mm-hmm. It's not. As soon as you look like when the Kardashians were doing the suction cup thing.
Well, that's filler. I don't do filler.
Right.
It's horrifying.
I got a little filler in my face, but no one can tell.
You do?
Duh.
Oh, that's right.
That's
I know what you did. Did you do it
the
here?
Chin filler.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I'm not opposed to it. I think it looks great. It's when it goes past that thing where it's like that. Mm.
But I don't, that is shallow because he married her for what's on the inside and that's still the same.
Guys marry for the outside. Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
I'm back.
Can I say this? If I were dating Erica,
no.
I would that would make me break up with her.
Holding in her sneezes.
Yes, my God, woman!
I'm letting it out. I threw my hair down.
I know, but you didn't. It has to make a sound.
I'm also
weirdo.
On the air right
I know,
now.
I can't. Yes, you can.
I also could never sneeze like that. That's not how I sneeze.
You sneeze different than that. I've heard you do a different sneeze.
It's a very judgmental sneeze room here because I get
yes,
your sneeze sounds like
Cox is a cough.
Yeah.
You never know if you should bless him because he's like And it's like, nothing. And I'm like, what?
They'll never be happy, Erica. Yeah, that's right.
All right. If you've, listen, we're just arguing and we need actual calls for this. We need to know the shallow reason you broke up with someone. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I dumped someone because they thought that Elton John was John Lennon and he was coming to perform. And this was only a few years ago. And John Lennon has been dead for a very long time.
So they confuse them because they both have John in their name?
I guess.
I understand how that could happen.
Did you inform them that that's why it was done? You're like, that. No, that's it.
I was like, this isn't working out. I've got John Lennon tattooed on me. You got to get your stuff together.
She dumped him at Jimmy John's.
What if it was a really learning moment?
And John Elway walked in.
Okay.
What if it was a learning experience and you were just like, bah!
No, okay. So here's the one. Aaron pointed this out before we came on the air, and I don't think this is shallow. I was sleeping with a person, and there was always often music on in the background. She had long, dark hair. She was olive-skinned. She was gorgeous. Heather, if you're out there, sorry about this.
No, you didn't just name her.
Yeah, but okay, Heather. all Heathers, please stand up. It's no, who cares? Journey came on while we were I think it was probably like Faithfully or Open Arms or something.
Okay.
I have a mix of ballads.
Is this a long
I
time ago?
Yeah.
Thank God. Okay. I was like, why was Journey coming on during love?
It was a playlist of songs at the tempo I needed to be at. anyway, at that moment, with Steve Perry singing in the background, and looking down at her, she reminded me of Steve Perry, and I was like, that's it.
That's, you know, I need to be honest with you. You said the name Steve Perry earlier, and I thought Steven Tyler.
No, Steve Perry from Journey.
And I thought, yeah, I would break up with a woman who looks like Steven Tyler.
She was much prettier, but she just reminded me because it was her hair more than anything.
Mm. And you just like got the ick, and that was it.
The ick, yeah. Mm. Is that shallow?
Yes.
No, it's not.
It's so shallow. You're like, oh, you remind me of a singer. I can't.
A guy singer.
But does, you know, she look, does she look like a guy?
I don't want to picture a guy when I'm having relations
with
a girl.
That's your own problem. Why did a guy pop into your head?
Because he was singing in the background. It's like, lying beside you. And I look down, I'm like, I am lying beside you.
Yeah, the how are you doing that?
I think that is so shallow.
It's not shallow. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we all have to admit, yeah. What did you do?
Oh, I don't break up with people. They
well, I
don't
said
meet.
At the beginning we all had to do it, and you agreed.
Okay, hold on. What's the shallow reason someone broke up with you, if you know of one?
Probably because I'm annoying.
That's not shallow.
No, I do think I was going on dates with this guy who just had a really, really, really gummy smile, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do
gummy ate too much. Yeah. He's like a horse mouth.
But yes, but also it was less about how his mouth naturally smiled and more about how big it got.
Like Julia Roberts, like her
it
whole
went from
face,
like a normal
like,
smile
opens up.
To like
venom.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know what that is, but yeah. And I never saw him again. And I
Tom
think
Hardy
I ghosted him.
You did?
I think so.
See, that is shallow. You
it was
a girl.
Shallow. Thank you.
Who's a good girl?
Hack?
I was dating a girl once and she had a lower back tattoo of the New York Yankees logo. And I couldn't do it. I'm not that into baseball. to be like, especially.
Yeah, but thinking about baseball. Well,
okay. While you're.
Good point.
Also, back. Okay.
Everyone in their cars gets it.
Yeah, you get it? I get it, but like, not always.
Yeah, she was so into this and it's like, I'm never going to be in it. Like, you've already got it tattooed on you, and I'm not. Like, what tattoo does your dad have, you know? Like, your family. I'm going to... we got to break up.
You know what?
That's
I
about
also
dudes
break up
too.
With people because I don't know what tattoos their dad has. What are you talking about?
Can we go see your dad and have him lift up the back of his shirt?
Me and Slacker sometimes think about men. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. If you've been the victim of or the... victimer
sure.
of a shallow breakup, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. 323. I forgot that.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the people who break up with people for shallow reasons. Mm-hmm. Or you got broken up with for shallow reasons. Who else is surprised that Erica was the breaker-upper for a shallow reason? Just me?
What? You're saying I should be broken up with for shallow reasons?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they happened. I just don't know about them.
Yeah, you just don't know. They just said something else.
Yeah.
Irina.
Yay.
Yay. Shallow breakup. What happened to you?
I dated a very cute guy, and he was a guitar player, and he was adorable, and he wrote me, like, poems and stuff. But I broke up with him because he was like, but he had way longer hair than me, so I couldn't do it.
What?
Yeah.
The length of his hair.
Couldn't he have cut it?
No, I didn't want to change him. He was like, it was the whole thing. You know, it was a package deal.
Could you have grown yours longer?
Harder than you think.
I don't think it could grow that length. He was like, had luscious, beautiful, long. It was so beautiful.
I actually, yes, it's shallow, but I don't have a problem with it. She didn't want to change him.
I know, but like.
I have a friend who met her now husband, realized he had long hair. They met and his hair was in a ponytail. She said, I'll go on a date with you if you cut your hair. He cut it that day and they're married now. Sometimes you just ask them to change.
There would be no way I would cut. I mean, obviously me, I wouldn't, but like.
Right.
If someone asked me to cut my hair, I would kill him.
Oh, well, there are.
That escalated quickly.
Shallow murders tomorrow.
Thank you, Irina. Selena.
Yay.
Shallow breakup. What happened?
So I finally decided to hook up with my boyfriend, and within seconds, he was sweating so bad, it was dripping on me.
No.
I just could not do that.
Also, so you guys dated a bunch? Boyfriend?
Yeah.
And you just hadn't closed the sale yet?
No.
Okay. He's giving it his all.
Too much.
Is that not worth anything?
Too much effort.
And you can't ask him to wear a sweatband, because that's just gross.
It's kind if of a man drips on me, I'm not happy.
But also, I don't know.
Isolate that.
No, this is happening too much.
Really? There isn't? Because tell me I'm wrong, but in some of like the steamy 50 Shades of Grey or whatever, you're both just sweaty and into it.
Yeah,
like... No,
it's one thing this is in the being movies. A sauna versus it just like being on you, like
and
no.
like in 2 minutes, yeah.
And you're not sweating at all,
right? Yeah, if your effort level isn't matched, you're right. One of you like verging on heart attack is not good.
Oh my god.
Okay, thank you, Selena. Wait, we need to be voting. Was that shallow?
They've been dating. You think like you kind of that's pretty shallow, yeah.
Yes, but I get it.
Yeah.
I would too be like, never mind.
Just one drip. Okay.
No!
Now put that face at the end of the other thing. And then that sound at the very end.
Casey, I will never speak again.
Casey.
Yeah.
Shallow breakup. What happened?
He was from Wisconsin, and I...
Oh, enough said. Yeah, no, you gotta go.
Hey.
Sorry, he was from Wisconsin and what?
I can't do the accent very well, but it was bad.
The accent.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, the accent.
Oh,
you want a googies?
Yeah, it's very... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you want to get some cheese?
You want smoking or non?
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
What
so you
call?
Left him for
cheese
that,
eh? Curds.
What?
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds. Oh, it's fish fry night, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's it's kind of Canadian.
Yeah.
But so, had you slept with him?
Well, I mean, okay. So, that was the big, like, turn off. Was I couldn't... I'm like, you can't talk. You can't.
Yeah.
Can't.
Oh, he's like, oh, yeah, accent. Casey. Yeah.
Oh, this Casey. Is so hot.
Yeah. I'm going to sweat.
I'm dripping on you there.
Ew. As a Midwesterner, I'm having a completely different reaction to this time.
You look a little flushed.
Yeah. Okay.
What's going on?
Thank you, Casey. We got to get off the air, soon. Allison.
Yay.
Shallow breakup. What happened?
So actually I was broken up with, I shaved my head for the cancer fundraiser, St. Baldrick's.
Oh, Oh, yeah.
It was like a big event, and he walked in, like, saw me and left. And I never saw him again.
You never saw him again?
Yeah, we were dating for like over a year.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Better to know then.
He didn't want her to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss you, Allison. I'm sorry I left that day.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105. 9.
Here's a weird thing. Do you think we're the only job? No, I think every job has this. Where you get weird little tchotchkes and stuff at work. You get weird swag.
Like, no, every job.
You get stupid little
Dane
things.
Dane gets so much stuff that I'm like, get rid of it. What are we doing?
Do we need another Nalgene bottle? No.
Or like a charger.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
He's out of
here.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That was enough
sometimes a sound effects machine just has a mind of its own.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, you don't, right?
No.
I have a shelf of Nalgene bottles, and then I have to go in there, and I got, like, here's the new one from Audacity, and then I got to go, okay, I got to get rid of the one from EnronCom and throw that away. Like, because its shelf is only so big, right? We agree. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
My wife gets stuff all. They have like a store. Does Dane have this too? It's like they have a shop where they have like so many dollars.
Oh,
they can
so
spend
you can buy stuff.
Yeah. So you get to choose a little more than we just kind of get the water bottle.
Well,
year.
We have the shop too, but it's just impossible to get the.
Yeah, you can't like we can money each get out, like 2 points a year or something. It's
and
like
the cheapest thing is like 400 points.
And it's nothing you want.
No,
it's another water bottle.
Yeah.
All
same
right,
one
so,
you got for Christmas.
Yeah. I didn't get one, by the way. Did somebody take mine? I said somebody could take
one?
Mine. I just never grabbed it on the way out.
There might be some extras downstairs still.
You don't want it.
You're right. I don't.
Yeah.
Having said all that, we think of that swag as like worth nothing, right? It's not worth, like, you don't, it's worth nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Having said that, we just got a shipment of Slacker Show hats.
Oh, yes.
Now, here's the thing about these. Audacity did not pay for them.
Odyssey.
We did.
Yes.
Out of our own pockets, we bought beanies with the Slacker Show on them, with the cool Colorado Sea.
And these are not just for us.
No, no, no. We've bought hats and stuff that we wear. Like, if you've seen us at an event, you guys all have Carhartt
hats. Sometimes on Instagram, you're wearing one of them. Yeah.
Okay. So... all of the sudden, these hats are not swag. These are like, we're like, oh, maybe let's just go do another King Super Saiyan. We just hand out hats. No way, man.
Right.
I know how much each one of these hats costs.
Right.
These are not Nalgene bottles that are worthless. These hats are very expensive.
They look great, too. The stitching is like,
it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't just walk up to somebody and hand them this amount of cash.
No.
Each hat is worth enough cash. That I don't want to just hand them out like the Nalgene bottles that no one wants.
Can you imagine? Oh, can I just get it? Can I get two?
No, no.
What are you talking about? You asked me, why don't I hit an ATM while we're at it?
Right. No.
So the question that I have is, how do we give these away in a non here's free chapstick from the Isle Casino way? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how do we make them not swag?
I think what's special about these two is they're going to go to people who don't work here. So when it's not
important.
Your own company, you might want it more. And we want these. I'm going to be wearing this.
Yeah.
But so like.
Because we did it right. We didn't do the swag route of like the cheap.
Right.
You know,
no,
it doesn't fit.
And it took months. They'd be like, they'd send us a proof of it. And we're like, no.
Right.
The black boxes around the thing got to be. They're so cool. And they have, it's an uncuffed one and a cuffed one.
Right.
The beanies have.
Do they get to choose or are we just going to.
I don't know how. Here's my thought on giving them out.
Okay.
Why don't we make people, like, if you were just going to hand this amount of cash to somebody, they'd have to go like, hey, I really need gas for my car. My kid has cancer and I have to get to the hospital. And they're like, oh, God. Wow. Okay. Here's the money.
Yeah. Of course.
So to get this hat, you got to prove you're worth the hat.
Like, you got to prove you really listen.
You really listen
or
you're the front desk at Vasa Fitness.
And you're going to wear it all the time.
Every day. And 3,000 people check in every day. And it's like, and they're going to go, oh, the Slacker Show. I love those guys. Like, you have to prove that you either love us so much or you're going to be seen in it. You got to send
us. You're going to spread the word.
Yes. You got to be a disciple of the show. Okay. Am I crazy?
Okay.
No, I agree. No. I agree.
Or we can just, oh, you guys, let's just go up on the roof and throw them off.
Oh, no.
Or no. Just stand at I-25 in Evans and like everybody gets off the road. We just stand there and like, here.
No. And have someone turn it inside out or
something. That's what I'm saying.
Like, no, I want someone
who
wants it.
Someone has to want this hat as bad as we wanted to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, we paid for this.
What? Yeah, how are we asking them to prove
this? I don't have an idea. Like, and instead of us having meetings, we just talk on the radio.
Right. Okay, so you
and try to.
You have no idea.
I just said that, but I mean, okay. What would we do? Would we do you send us a DM on Instagram? Do you send us a text? You can send us an email at theslackershow@alice1059.com.
Yeah.
And go like, this is my case. It's kind of like we did with the Christmas cards. Like, do you want one? But all they had to do was fill out a thing.
Right.
Like,
no, this time you got to tell us why.
You got it. We could put a form up on the website, though, right? It's like, my name is Erica Shea. I live in Littleton and have a little essay box. Where you go.
And like, I really deserve it because I walk my dog constantly every day and I'm out and I see people and I talk to people at the dog park like that.
Yeah. I listen to the podcast while
right.
I'm.
Here's my thing. I've given one away.
To who?
Costco Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well deserved.
Costco Jamie listens to the show every single day. Mm-hmm. She listens at 3 a.m. instead of when we're on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which anyone can do on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast.
There you go. And I'm like, will you wear it to work? And she's like, absolutely. At like 3 in the morning, it's cold. I'm like, so she's going to be walking around with it.
I like it.
Ta-da.
And then it's kind of like a secret society. It's like you see another person with the hat on.
It's like the Jeep wave or the little rubber duckies or whatever.
Give them a yai.
You know, there's a hand signal for yai as well.
No.
It looks a little like the shocker, except you spread your...
Are you just trying to get me to do that on video?
No, I swear, I'll send you the video of, like, there's a whole thing. When yai was first invented, there really is a thing.
It's true.
Peace sign also works. Kind of looks like a Y.
Yeah, then this is the I.
Yeah, but I don't think I want...
Okay.
Yeah.
No, this you don't want to do.
No, stop! Okay.
If you want to watch all the sign language, I'm sure that's going to be on Instagram later. So what do we ask Tricky Vicky to like put up a thing on the website?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Just a form and why you deserve it. Why you deserve it, why you want it. And
if you're Smarty Marty, buddy, I think you're grandfathered in. I think he's going to get one.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a nickname on
the guys
show.
Who've been on the show, who've called in for years and years.
Right.
Like, dare I say Antonio's going to get one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say Antonio. Like, Ellen, if she ever unblocks her number, she might get one.
Wait, what?
Ellen calls in on a blocked number. It's crazy. If you listen to the show long enough, you know who Ellen is.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But she's definitely got a blocked number.
We can never get a hold of her.
We can't call her back.
Can't call her back.
Ever. Yeah.
No, she blocked it.
Ellen,
which I would too. I would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call.
I don't really want us calling either.
So we're going to try to get that up on the website, hopefully later today. But in the meantime...
Mm-hmm.
The Slacker Show at Alice1059.com. Prove why you're hat worthy.
The Slacker Show. Alice1059.
I want to brace you all because there's a very high likelihood that I get very angry right now. Because I know particularly Slacker is going to have a different opinion than I do on this.
Hold on. Slacker.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You know what it's time for?
Oh, yeah.
Let's Enraged go, Erica.
Double E in the house. Let's go.
The problem is I'm not enraged yet.
Okay. Let's get you there.
This came up. Yeah, let's do it. This came up more than once over the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it is about a man in a relationship or a woman in a relationship flirting outside of the relationship. I want to make it clear. This did not come up about Dane.
Okay.
One of my best friends. I don't remember why this came up. She was like, yeah, me and my husband were talking and like flirting is always okay. And I'm like, no.
And this is so impossible, Erica, because I think what you think is flirting is what I call conversation.
I don't think, I actually think my idea of flirting is like cheating. Like when you're going way too far. So then I think of flirting and I get tense. I'm like, don't you dare flirt with anyone else.
Here's why I think your feelers are weird. Remember when you first got here and we were accomplishing welcoming you into Colorado and we were doing the Colorado done list?
Yes.
And we went out to a lot of different places.
Mm-hmm.
And the first place we went was Edgewater Inn. And afterward, you were like, going out Slacker is like this weird, like you were so weird with the
way you were very charismatic.
Yeah. But like, you probably considered that flirting.
No.
No way. If
are you telling her what she feels? She said, yes, no, I didn't know.
Because she had a thing.
Thank
like,
you, Aaron.
Where do you use charisma? I'm like, you're not charismatic unless you're trying to like float it out there.
No.
I actually,
I didn't think you were flirting with her. I thought you, it was interesting because I know you one-on-one like this.
Right.
And off the air.
Yes.
And then like, out at a restaurant, it's like this whole other like ha da 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 da.
I was shaking my hands doing the razzle dazzle.
It's like a dog and pony show.
Do I really?
Yeah,
no, I don't. It's like an event. I would say to go with you.
Like you turn it up a notch.
Yeah,
but then I would think to me, this is what I was getting at.
Okay,
I think that's flirting.
I think that
would be perceived by a lot of people, and I included you in that, and maybe I was incorrect, but I would think a lot of people would see that level of like banter.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because I don't know what else flirting is. I mean, if flirting is giving your number, then of course that's not acceptable. But like turning up your conversational level a little bit, like, oh my God, hey, great top. What's the best drink you guys have here? Like, what is that?
Dane's allowed to go out and about and ask a woman what the best drink is here. But I guess...
Can he compliment her earrings before?
I don't know.
See, that's what I'm saying. So you don't know what flirting is. You don't know...
I probably don't.
Because what I think you think it is... I don't know what it is, clearly, because I thought you thought I was flirting when you called me charismatic.
No,
I thought
you thought I was flirting. No, you were just doing the song and dance.
I don't do a song.
You do.
You wear that top hat. And it's a whole,
you bring out the cane.
We need a devoted day to figuring
Mr.
out.
Mr. Peanut.
I want you guys to, like, can we do a day where you guys come in and act as me and you show me what it is I get?
Sure.
I want to know what my song and dance is.
Because so
I
upset.
Think you're full of crap.
Okay, but you can't be angry at us after.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you know how that is. Don't be offended, but you can't tell me not
to.
Hey, Aaron, are you telling me how to feel my feelings?
Oh, burn. No, I'm just saying you were asking us to do this, so therefore you can't.
No, I still can.
Be mad.
Okay,
when
fine.
We
you
tell
can be mad, but you can't fire us. Whatever.
I can't fire you anyway.
That's more important.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. But.
Along these lines, sometimes when I'm DJing, it's happened in the past, there will be bartenders there who are women.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're scantily clad or whatever because that's their uniform. And sometimes they'll write like some songs they request.
Sure.
And sometimes the note that they pass me might have like some hearts on it and stuff. But I can't tell. I'm like, are you flirting with me or are you?
You're a 23-year-old girl. You write hearts to your mom, to the Starbucks person.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean.
Also, you're not, as a married man, reciprocating that.
Right. I like rip them up and don't play them.
No.
No,
or
I play them.
You could play the song. That would be fine.
I feel, I don't know. Is this flirting or is this just who you are? Kind of like you at the restaurant.
Okay, so let me just give you an
example. I think it's just being nice.
If you started playing that song and she's like, whoa, T-Yak! And you like gave her a little wink and the little boogie pose, little finger guns. What's that? Is that flirting? No.
No, probably not.
He winked though.
But if he then goes over to talk to her and is like, yazzing it up.
He got his top hat.
He gets his top hat and cane now.
You know, this used to belong to Slacker.
You guys.
But the question truly is, if you are in a relationship and you are out without your partner and you are flirting, whatever your version of that is, with someone of the opposite sex or of the sex that you date.
Yeah.
Is it wrong? Because I think yes. Don't go out and flirt with people. Come home and flirt with me.
But you're not there at that moment.
So?
But I mean...
So I'm just out of sight.
No, but it doesn't mean anything. Because I don't think... Like I said, I just think flirtatious banter just happens.
As long as it doesn't go to the next... I just don't think
but
I flirt with anyone.
What is the next level? I think you flirt more than you think you do.
I don't talk to anyone other than you guys.
No, but like when we're out, we kind of go, like when we were doing back to the Colorado Dunn thing, like we're at a party and we're going table to table and you're charming and you're funny And it's like,
that's not flirting though. That's just being nice.
I don't know. What if Dane is super insecure? He might be like, wow, look at her just talk, like talking to all those people. Like, is flirting in the eye of your intention or is it in the eye of your significant other?
I think
that crosses a line.
You have to agree.
I think it's actually more about your intention than anything else.
Yeah. So I could be like, this literally happened to me. I was with a girl who I perceived she flirted with every human that she ever talked to. It was maddening. We'd go out and she's just like, she was just like constantly, oh my God, you're so great, whatever. So then one day I was like, I'll just do it back. Oh, we're just out on a date. We're at Tavernetta in downtown Denver.
Ooh, I wanna go there.
What an incredible Italian restaurant. And there were these people, we were like kind of sat family style, and I just struck up a conversation with this woman or whatever. And she's like an esthetician. I was like, I need Botox. Give me your number.
Ooh, I don't know that.
And
you
she was. She's an esthetician.
But you're one half of a relationship at that point.
And I.
But he needs an esthetician still, right?
Get her Instagram.
What am I going to do with that?
Oh, yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying? And she was upset. And I'm like, I've watched you get numbers from people.
Oh, well, that's...
No, but she gets numbers from women. Oh, you're a hairstylist? Yay. But then she's talking to a guy, too. Like, it's just... To me, I was like, I'm returning your energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so I just don't know what flirting is. Because if the numbers were across as a line, what if they're a... What if you're a contractor? Oh, my God, I need your number. Mm-hmm. Like, what... I don't know where your line is.
Where does T-Hack stand on this as a married man?
I'm bad at flirting. I wouldn't do it. Yeah,
but if your wife was out and... She came home and was like, yeah, and then I flirted with some guys. Like, that's not.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
But what if she didn't say I flirted with some guys, but then you saw an Instagram video and you're like, whoa.
Why would there be an Instagram video of it?
They're like, isn't this TX wife? And she's up there with a top hat and a cane. Oh, that's where
it went. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Oh my God. Okay. I'm nervous to talk about this. We just talked about the Aura ring, or just, are there other rings? It says smart rings
are
going mainstream. Aura is the one, right?
There's three popular ones. It's Aura, Ultra Human, and Ring Con.
Ring Con.
But Aura is the one we all know.
Fitbit doesn't have a ring?
Who?
Fitbit? Yeah. Who think they would have?
He's just trying to get under my skin. I just
didn't Fitbit
him.
Die a long time ago?
I know, he's doing the thing. It's just like, I'm such, he's a hypocrite because he also loves Apple. But I'm such an Apple. I drank the Kool-Aid a long time ago. It's like, remember Microsoft put out the Zune and it's like, why are you even trying? The iPod is the thing.
I didn't even know what the Zune was.
I used to have a Zune.
Oh,
exactly. This is exactly what's wrong with you.
Yeah. No, I won't go back.
Yeah. And then I get the Apple Watch and he's like, oh, is it a Fitbit? He just does the thing where he...
I would think they would have branched out to rigs by now.
That's a genuine statement. Apple would have branched out
to rigs. I would think
Apple
would.
Yeah.
They'll probably buy Aura or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, these rings... are now mainstream. Just like with the matching Christmas pajamas, I was the first person in the country with an Aura ring.
Oh,
it has been a long time.
I hate you.
I'm a trendsetter. So if you want to know what's coming next year, Seven Diamonds Shackets. That's what's coming next year. Everybody's going to be wearing one of these.
Wearing right now.
Seven Diamonds Shackets from my friends at Scheels.
Okay.
Oh.
Anyway, you wanted, so here's the thing.
So Erin just recently got an Aura ring.
Yeah.
And it looks huge on her. You have,
it does.
Because she has.
I don't think it does.
Can I like try yours on? Yes. Like, I just feel like your hands are so small, but this.
Her hands, like.
But the ring is too big for me.
Look at her pinky finger. It's not a finger. It's, I don't even know what it is.
Oh my God.
Well, and your fingers don't look that large. I think your ring is too big for you.
No.
Are you sure you're getting a seal
like,
on it?
I'm having to.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. Did you wear the fake one for a week?
No. I just went to Best Buy and they have them all lined up.
Well, when you buy from Aura, like they send you a packet of all the sizes of fake rings and then you wear it and you're like, because you like, what if you're like holding water weight that day and then like, oh, I think this is a size 13. Mine is because I have ginormous hands. Kayak, you want to wear one?
No, thank you. No, I wouldn't.
Dude, you are so anti-everything.
I wouldn't put that on. No, never.
Why?
What is your problem?
Because Erin just said, she's like, I was at my house, I was just hanging out, and then my ring told me, I'm really stressed. I was like, but it didn't.
No, it was tired.
But it didn't seem like you didn't feel stressed.
No,
like,
so you're letting your ring dictate. I had the ring for like 2 days, and I have been trying to like listen to my body, and I remember that morning being like, I feel so swollen. My whole body feels gross.
Swollen.
Yes. Swollen. Like my whole body just felt, but not good swole. Okay. Bad. Like bad. My blood is syrup swole. I just thought I've been eating pretty poorly. It's probably that. And then that night my ring was like, hey, your temperature's up. Something's wrong.
And you don't want that?
She beat the ring to it. She already knew something was wrong.
But like, I thought it was just diet, not I had norovirus.
Did the ring tell you you had norovirus?
Well, no. My vomiting for 14 hours told me that.
Oh, and you only vomited because you were wearing... No, you weren't vomiting either way. Oh. Like, either way, you would do it. And you said the same thing. You're like, I'm getting bad sleep. Like, you wake up and go, how did I sleep? Let me check my app. Instead of just... How do I feel?
No, because there's times where you wake up and you go like...
Let me listen to the birds. What a wonderful morning. Instead of like, give me my phone.
No.
How did I sleep well?
God, he makes me so mad with this thing. Did he do the thus eyebrow or not?
I don't think we have the thus eyebrow.
Wait, dude, there are times where... This is terrible because I'm going to get 12 shepherds to come after me. But like, there are times where like, have like that third glass of wine and then you go to bed and you're like... And you like crash hard and you're like, oh my God. And then you wake up in the morning and you're like, I crashed so hard. Why don't I feel great? I feel like I slept great. And you look and you're like, you didn't though. You just crashed fast and it wasn't a real crash. And then you look at your sleep data and you're like, oh my God, my heart rate was elevated all night. Why? Because you were processing alcohol all night long. Mm. And it just kind of gives you a baseline of like, then you start to go, what if I don't drink for like 3 days? And you look and you're like, all of a sudden you're in the 90s and you're like, oh my God. Like it can train you to make better decisions is all I'm saying. Like, because I've gone to bed and slept fast and thought, that's good. And the ring goes, that's not good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's if you slept fast, when you wake up, how do you feel?
It tells you that's the readiness score.
I know, you guys don't even know. You need the ring.
But the other thing is like women who I know who've gotten it, and I'm not looking at you. I don't want an answer because I think I already have the answer. But women go like, I wonder if I'm getting my period. And then it goes, by the way, you're about to get your period.
It'll tell you you're pregnant before you're you know.
For real.
Sorry, not
on
before
the,
you're
on the
pregnant.
Reddit
It'll know
thread,
before, yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, do you
because it
trying to
reads your temperature.
Oh,
and
for the record, and
I don't know that from experience. I just want to make that very clear. But yeah, it knows your temperature and whether or not you should have ovulated. And maybe you did, but then nothing else is happening.
How can it tell you're ovulating from your finger?
Temperature.
Because of your temperature, yeah.
Oh. Our temperature rises.
It's a lot of data.
That is the scary thing. Because like...
Where does
who's
it go?
It going to?
Yes. All your data, like everything about you health-wise is out there.
I've got a question about it.
Okay.
I asked, do you guys wear them lifting weights? Because I want to get one, but I don't want to take it off for my workouts. That seems silly.
Yeah. Well, you're not powerlifting.
And then I thought, well, I'm trying to lift heavier and heavier.
Okay.
So it could injure the ring anyway.
Okay.
Then I thought about slacker lifting weights.
I don't see it either.
Does it make you guys a little uncomfortable?
Yeah, I only see him rucking. I don't see him lifting.
I can't imagine you lifting a heavy weight.
Are you joking me?
No.
What are you benching? Like, what are you doing as a... And
first
then I said,
off,
do you go to a gym? Like, I feel weird
you're
about...
You're setting me up to be a pretentious
No,
b-hole.
I just feel weird
I
about...
I have a gym, in air quotes, at my house.
Yeah, because it seems weird to watch you scan into like a Planet Fitness.
I would never... I don't like to go places to do things like that. I don't... I'd rather be fit at my house. Because I am a guy who, like, if I'm doing, like, flies, like, what I try to do is you try to break your muscles down. So you, like, do, like, a heavy weight, a decent weight for 12 reps. Wait 1 minute, then do a little less, or a little more, I'm sorry, for 10.
Yeah.
Then a little more for 8, then a little more for 6.
So you're a grunter.
Yeah, like, whatever the purple gym, they would hate me, because I'm just like, come on! Like, you got to bang it out. Yeah, the last one, you do the heaviest you can for 6, and then immediately 12 at your first weight, and your arms are just jello. But I got to scream.
It's not just you. I can't picture T-Hack in a gym.
Well, look at him.
No!
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time in gyms.
And I just...
You do, don't you?
Yeah, I was.
Now, I don't like this either. I'm set up to be a pretentious.
No, I know.
I played a very, very low division of college basketball. So I was on, like,
if
in the weight room.
If you've listened to the show long enough, you know he claimed to be D1 for a while.
I would never claim that. That's like blasphemous to claim.
I know
that.
It's stolen valor. You would never.
Right. I would never. But so I was on actual like weight programs and stuff with a lot of grunters.
Okay. Yeah, so are you in or out on the ring?
Oh, I'm in. I just wanted us all to feel a little uncomfortable about you lifting weights.
I am going to shoot a video of me.
No.
Tomorrow morning.
No.
Grunting in my Borat singlet.
Oh, The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I think I'm on team girls right now.
Well, what? You usually are.
There's so much going on. I swear to God, you're about to hear wedding stuff, but it's not about Erica, I don't think.
I'm going to chime in with my experience as a bride. No, what T-Hack just said blew my mind to a level of like, huh? There's nothing left.
Share with the class.
You said, oh, I got invited to this bachelor party.
Yeah.
And then we asked when the wedding was, and you said, well, I'm not invited to it.
Also, you didn't know the guy was dating.
Yeah, not at all.
There's a lot of layers
not
here.
Not at all. Congrats. I'm happy for him.
Congrats. So you
I'm sure she's lovely.
So let's back it up. You didn't know he was engaged.
How do you know him?
He was my college roommate. So we live.
How much contact do you still have with him?
Every year he Venmo requests me on my birthday.
Venmo requests you?
Yeah.
You have to pay him on your birthday.
Yeah.
And you do it?
Yeah. That's our.
How much?
And then I Venmo request him back on his birthday. And that's.
That's literally
you
it.
Guys
that's
the it. Whole year. Yeah. Don't chat. You don't call him. Check on it. Clearly, you didn't know he was dating anyone.
No, yeah.
And he's not on social media, so you couldn't see.
He's not on social media, actually. No, not really.
It's always so tricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a lawyer in Chicago.
So you're going to
go. We lived in a room smaller than the studio for a couple years
why
together.
Why would you go to his bachelor party then?
Well, he's like one of my closest friends.
What are you talking about? You don't know who he's dating.
Do you know her name now?
No. No, it wasn't said.
What are we talking about?
It was said in the initial text that went out to like all the guys.
But you genuinely don't believe that you will be invited to this wedding?
Yeah, probably not. I don't think so. That's happened before. I've gone to a couple of bachelor parties that I haven't gone to the wedding.
How is that allowed?
It's like the
when
best setup.
When it comes to my bachelorette party, if we're not like very close friends, you're not. Like, we gotta talk more than each other's birthday Venmo requests.
Let's say there's 100 people coming to your wedding.
Yeah, about 150.
Okay. Then you boil that down to like 10 get to come. Like, if you come to this other... The bachelor party's more exclusive.
Yeah.
So, like, we're such good friends that not only are you coming to my wedding.
Right.
You're also coming to this. But with your weird friends, I don't like you. I don't know you. You don't know my fiance. You don't know when I'm getting married. You didn't even know I was straight. But please come to my bachelor party.
Yeah, come drink with me. That makes perfect sense.
No.
Just come drink. Jack. That's all it is. They're like, they want a party.
Go drink with... Who? You don't even know this guy. Just Venmo him.
I don't know most of the guys on the text thread. A lot of just numbers showing up. I know a couple of the guys. One guy said he would be there as long as Nick isn't there.
Who's Nick?
He said that in the group? Groom.
Yeah.
Well, he's kidding.
Okay. Yeah, he's kidding. But I mean, that's the level of like commitment we're getting here. Like trying to plan something. Like, do these dates work for everybody? And it's like, yeah, if the groom's not there, it's like, we can't get anything
Nick
organized.
Is the groom.
You know?
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
So it seems very different than what you
Yes, here's
had.
The other thing. Then you go on a rant off the air about how angry you were when you went to a bachelor party that was, God forbid, organized.
Planned.
Oh, yeah. It was way too planned. Because we were going to like a go-kart themed house. It was in the middle of Missouri, which was a fun weekend. But they were trying to plan out, like, they were trying to mingle the groups. There's college friends. There's high school friends. And so they're like, split us up into teams, and we were going to play all these games, and we had to come up with uniforms and team names.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
now
too
you
much.
Lost me on the uniform.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I think this is pretty close to a girl's bachelorette
that is
party.
There's games,
there's a scavenger hunt, you're split into teams, you might have colors.
There's
like,
PP necklaces.
There's what?
No,
PP necklaces.
Really
not anymore. Used
you don't
to be
do
a
the
lot
PP
of
necklace?
No. Straws.
Yeah, but everything's PP themed. PP earrings.
No, that's very old school.
Yeah. Now you see a lot of like Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
Or like cowgirl
eras,
yeah.
Mm. See, but also it's different at a bachelorette party. You like go out at least one of the nights. You'll go to a bar or something,
for sure.
Right? Like this, we went to that house and we didn't leave the house for 3 days. So that's why even more like, why are we putting on costumes? Who are we trying to impress? Like, there's no women here. And most of us are married.
Would you only be impressing women with your costumes?
Yes.
And actually, sorry, I want to rephrase that. Would you be impressing women with your costumes?
I don't know. And if not women, then why are we doing it at all?
Yeah,
like,
why are we...
Like, why at all, then?
For the fun of it!
It's not fun.
No, oh now I gotta God, talk with some random plan. Guy who's like...
Then why are you going...
Because I know a couple of them.
This sounds like the worst thing in the world. There's only one party I want to attend. There's only one bachelor or bachelorette party I want to attend for the rest of my life.
Is it your
own? Ooh. Is it Noah's?
No.
Oh. Is it mine?
It's not.
No. Is it?
Your own?
It's Aaron's.
Why?
Oh, why?
She's going full Guy Fieri at hers.
Yeah, I am.
How did you know that?
She's...
See? It's a costume!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I have a story. If you're going to commit a crime, make sure your disguise is... Double check it.
Okay.
I've got a story where if you're going to commit a crime... Make sure you actually commit a crime.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Don't get it out.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A 10-year-old child in Florida. Specifically Pensacola. And I just want to say the last time I was in Pensacola, I saw someone literally catch a fish in the ocean and swallow it whole. So that's the kind of people we're talking about today.
Did they die?
No. Okay. Anyway, so this 10-year-old child was on a scooter when he picked up a box he had just dropped off. I don't know. This guy thought he saw this 10-year-old being a porch pirate. But he actually dropped off the box.
Oh.
And so this mailman was like, I got it. I'm going to take care of him. And tried running him over.
Oh, what?
With the mail truck.
You got to do it.
To get the package back. Oh, yeah, he's doing everything for it.
Yeah, it's federal.
Federal.
Yeah. You're right.
But there was no crime committed.
Oh.
He wasn't a porch pirate.
By the mailman.
Well, yeah. Okay.
But you're trying to be, even look like a porch pirate. I'm running you over. Pensacola is probably on the books as
he's
okay.
He's 10.
Oh.
The boy did have to go to the hospital with an ankle injury.
What?
Is the poster guy in trouble?
Yeah, he's facing charges for... He is facing charges for theft, criminal mischief, and aggravated assault.
He stole the box from the kid.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Oh, the best part, the mailman took it to the wrong address, so the boy was correcting his mistake. That's what it was.
Oh, my.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a story. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a daily double.
No!
Let's go! Lake City. You know, last time I was in Lake City, Florida, somebody caught a chihuahua and just swallowed it whole.
No!
It was like, sucked that whole dog down. Just like that.
A man who walked into a meat market down there in Florida.
A meat market?
What kind of meat market?
He was wearing a face covering. Okay. He was about to rob him, about $1,000.
Oh, okay.
The problem.
The problem.
That's all he was wearing.
Oh, so it really was a meat market.
I'm sorry. So
it was just a market until he got there.
I love that more than I want to. That's really good.
He was completely naked except for the face covering. They thought he was armed at first. Turns out.
What? Armed with what?
Yep, nope. No pockets. No anything. He got off with about $1,000, but they caught him because, surprise, surprise, no pockets, couldn't really hold all that he had stolen. So kind of left a trail.
Left a little Hansel and Gretel trail there for the police officers.
He got away with $1,000 with no weapon?
I think, someone was like, grab him, and they're like, you grab him.
He got caught,
and he's going to jail for a while.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
Those
were all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.